Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 30, 1806. Meeting the Tetons. As the party went down the river, they saw Indians on the bank, but could not identify them. Clark thought they were Poncas or Mahars, but later identified them as Sioux. Clark mostly ignored them, except to tell them that the party would kill them if they came over. He writes,
"Captain Lewis is mending slowly. We set out at the usual hour and proceeded on very well a few miles. We had not gone far when we saw a large orchard of the most delicious plums. Here the party collected as many plums as they could eat, and several pecks of which they put by. After a delay of about 2 hours, we again proceeded downward. I saw several men on horseback, which with the help of the spyglass I found to be Indians. We landed on the southwest side, and I sent out 2 men to a village of barking squirrels to kill some of those animals. Immediately after landing, about 20 Indians was discovered on an eminence a little above us on the opposite side. Immediately after, 80 or 90 Indian men, all armed with fusees, bows, and arrows, came out of the woods on the opposite bank, about 1/4 mile below us. They fired off their guns as a salute. We returned the salute with 2 rounds. From the hostile appearance, we were apprehensive they were Tetons. Took 3 men, Frenchmen, who could speak the Mahar, Pania, and some Sioux, and a small canoe. I went over to a sandbar which extended sufficiently near the opposite shore to converse. I then directed the man who could speak a few words of Sioux to inquire what nation or tribe they belonged to. They informed me that they were Sioux, and the chief was the Black Buffalo. This chief I knew very well to be the one we had seen with this band of Teton, and attempted to detain us in the fall of 1804 as we ascended this river, and with whom we were near coming to blows. Directed them to return from the sandbar, and inform their chiefs what we had said to them, and keep away from the river or we should kill every one of them. One man walked down the hill to meet us and invited us to land, to which invitation I paid no attention. This man I knew to be the one who had in the fall, 1804, accompanied us 2 days and is said to be friend to the white people. After we passed him, he returned to the hill and gave 3 strokes with the gun on the earth. This, I am informed, is a great oath among the Indians. We proceeded on down about 6 miles and encamped on a large sandbar in the middle of the river. Captain William Clark, August 30, 1806.
Today's camp was between Gregory and Charles Mix counties, South Dakota, in the vicinity of Hot Springs Island. The barking squirrels, Clark mentions, were prairie dogs. Tomorrow, a record 70 miles.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.